It is the Life Songs Morning Show, and we are thrilled to have joining via phone Mr. Jeremy Camp. Jeremy, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
We are super excited to see you this Thursday night at City Church. It is going to be an epic night of fun and worship. The I Will Follow tour, you and a little backup singer named Natalie Grant at City Church. I got in trouble at Winter Jam for introducing the concert and saying Natalie Grant was your backup singer. So Russ Lee apparently is texting her and letting her know that that's the expectation I have for her.
That is hilarious.
Which is simply not true. I mean, come on. She's got, you guys, between the two of you, could literally build houses out of Dove Awards. So it's Habitat for Humanity with these homes made out of the Dove Awards earned by Jeremy Camp and Natalie Grant. We really can't wait to see you.
Never heard that.
It's a new project. I mean, we're always looking for things that can deal with the humidity here in Southeast Louisiana. So we figured whatever,
right, exactly,
whatever Dove Awards are made out of might make a good building material.
A little laughter and yes.
Yeah, we just have a couple questions for you, Jeremy. What kind of show can we expect from y'all?
Well, first of all, I'm stoked to be back in New Orleans. I think we were there for Roadshow last year, but I haven't done my own kind of concert like longer and just that full, you know, hour and a half set for a long time. And so I think personally just coming back to have that full ministry time for me is exciting. And so I think there's an anticipation because of that. Like, okay, Lord, what do you want to do? Where do you want us to go in this? And what do you want us to do? And just trying to be, you know, led in every aspect by the Spirit. And I think that's where, you know, a true impact comes. And so, you know, throughout the night, what you can expect is just we pray. And you guys, I'm telling you, me and my guys, I love them because we all individually pray before we go on, just so we have that unity of spirit. And the biggest thing is saying, okay, Lord, here's our plan. So what we're going to do, here's our set, here's our plan. We got the lighting down, we have everything down, but you can direct us any way that you want. And I think that's really what you can expect, that we're going to do really what we feel like the Lord has laid in our heart. And if it takes a right turn for some reason, then we're going to take a right turn because that's really the best place to be in His will and in His leading. So, yeah, you're going to have, it's going to be fun. Like, we love, I'm a nerd, and I jump up and down, and I love having joy because there's joy in the Lord. There's moments of just really impactful worship and what God's doing in that, and I share a lot of what God's doing and a chance to respond to the gospel. And so, yeah, and Natalie, of course, she is incredible in her heart for sharing, her heart for worship, and it's just her passion is, it's catching. And so I think you're going to have just an overall, I think for whatever age group there is, whenever you're going through, I think it's going to be an encouragement no matter what.
That's awesome.
Get all the details about the concert at lifesongs.com. Jeremy, you're currently recording a new album. Do you love being in the studio? Is that where you write? Is that where you like come alive? Or do you write most of your songs on the road?
I love being in the studio. It's just kind of, I mean, I'll write wherever. I mean, the whole writing process for me is so random. Like, okay, do you go and you have a specific time to write? I was like, yeah, I have those. But a lot of times what I'll do is I'll just have songs that God kind of lays in my heart, either whether at home or whether on the road, and then I'll go and generally I'll kind of finish them up in the studio. But the overall kind of song that God gives me is just situational, where I'm in a, you know, a situation with my family hanging out and God kind of does something in my heart, or I'm reading my Bible and God kind of lays something in my heart, or I'm just kind of strumming around my guitar. And all of a sudden I'm just, you know, overwhelmed by some kind of inspiration that God kind of lays in my heart. And so it's pretty random, but I definitely do kind of tighten up everything majority of the time in the studio.
I have a similar story, you know, just kind of getting inspired by what you're doing regularly in life. That's how I wrote a song called Yes, Netflix, I'm Still Watching.
I think that would actually, if we were together in that,
maybe we could get Natalie Grant to sing back up on it.
And Natalie Grant will sing back up. But I will too. You have to sing the lead. Is that all right? Because I think that would be epic.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No problem at all.
No pressure
at all. I love that. Oh, sure, yes.
Jeremy, why is Christian radio so important to you and your family?
Well, just to turn around and hear my kids singing songs, like deep songs about the Lord, is one of the biggest things. We'll crank the radio on, and they're like, oh, we love this song. And I've been asking questions like, why do you love it? Because I want to know, you know, what impacts my kids. Sometimes, yeah, it's just, sometimes for them, it's like, I just love the beat. It's like, okay, cool, awesome. I said, but why do you like this? And like, when I sing it, I feel closer to the Lord. I mean, I had my kids say that before, or I just feel encouraged, you know, when I hear the song. And so it's very impactful because this is what I do. For, I've done that since they've been little. I mean, they don't know anything else but doing that. And to have them be impacted by it, as we turn on the radio and sing different songs, it's huge for me. Because then you realize that you don't know what's happening with your songs. You know, like I'm going, okay, what's happening with my songs? People want to listen to the radio station and what God's doing. And I hear stories from my kids, whatever kind of stories that are going on with other families. And I get to hear stories too, which is incredible, about, hey, I heard your song on the radio. God did this in my heart. Yeah. And I think for me, if that never happened, I would be done. I wouldn't want to do this anymore. You know, because it's got to be impactful. I'd rather be in the place, even if it's just me working a job that's impactful, than doing something that just is getting by in life. It's like, because you can be impactful with that one person at your job. You can be impactful at one person at your school, that family member that you minister to. It doesn't matter the scale of it. It's just being faithful where you are in your life and what you've been given. So, yeah, it's hugely encouraging to me and my family.
That's awesome.
Jeremy, you are very fit. We're talking like Gaston. You have biceps to spare.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you give us some Jeremy Camp workout tips?
Really, it's, to be honest, it's consistency. I think a lot of people...
You know, then I'm out, so...
Yeah, exactly. I've literally worked out. I mean, there's, of course, times when I'm sick or not feeling well or I'm traveling a ton and it's hard, but... I've worked out so much that actually your body has like muscle memory where it just naturally goes back to where, you know, it has once known. And so if you don't have any consistency, then you'll lose it quickly. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's like I've worked out so much in my life that, you know, I can work out twice a week and I still maintain, you know, a bit of being fit. And then when I do have time to work out four times a week, then I do. And so it's consistency. That's all I'll say.
Awesome. Well, be sure to catch Jeremy Camp's biceps as well as his awesome music and Natalie Grant this Thursday night at City Church. Check out all the ticket info at lifesongs.com. It's going to sell out and be a huge night of worship. Jeremy, we can't wait to see you. I remember, gosh, this was like maybe 15 years ago. You played a show in Morgan City, which is a little town on the bayou in southeast Louisiana, and the mayor showed up and gave you the key to the city. Do you keep that on your keychain?
Yes, and I'm actually wearing it right now. I'm
not. Nice.
But like, I do remember that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, you've got a long history of being well-loved here in southeast Louisiana, so we can't wait to see you.
Thank you guys so much. You're awesome.